right, let's move on to the June financial statement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, same statements you've always been getting.
Any changes made to what we received?
No.
Any additions, corrections, or comments, discussion regarding the June financial statement? Is this correct? The total amount appropriated for salaries to the trustees was $34,000 for the whole year, 17 out of general fund and 17 out of one of the other ancillary funds. And year to date, we've only expended $8,000 total for salary trustees. So not even a third.
Which fund are you in right now? What report are you on?
Appropriation status.
Appropriation status. Yes. Then the other one would be in.
Page two.
Page three.
Three.
No, actually, it's on page two.
Page two.
Yeah.
So for halfway through the year, we haven't even used, not even a third of what we appropriated for salaries. That's awesome. That's exactly how it should work. All right, any other discussion, corrections, additions to the financial statements? Then I move that we approve the June financial statement as presented.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving the financial statement, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstain? There's none. The motion passes. June bank statement?
I only have one copy of this. Look at it, and then it needs to be signed, approved and signed.
Okay. Let's approve it first, John.
Yeah.
Always a penny.
That's so frustrating. I can't fix it. When you file the overs online, it's a formula. And so, depending on the rounding, one rounds one way and one rounds the other.
But I noticed that there were some that only went out three digits, like when it went back, because since you're always going to, but that's UAN's limitation, right?
Yeah.
Unless it goes four when you round it. Not material though.
Yeah. I'm sure you see it all.
And Valerie told me how to fix it, so we just need to fix it on the next payment.
Yeah. Any discussion, corrections, or additions to the June bank statement? No? Okay. Then I move that we approve the June bank statement.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving the bank statement, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstain? There's none. Bank statement's approved.
You guys want to sign it?
Yes. I knew I was too hasty in giving that away. Prepared bills to be paid?
I have two purchase orders first.
Oh, okay. Let's look at those.
I have a then and now for a small payment for Alfred Schrader. And then I have also another super blanket, which is for the other expenses account in the general fund, which covers, I think we put the real estate taxes there at the beginning, and township fee went there, and like the post office box renewal, or the, was it, yeah, the post office box, so those kind of things go into this fund.
Okay.
And the security, so I just noticed that it was getting close to the being used up, so that's the first one. And then the second one, well, I don't know whichever order you want them, it's the Al Schrader.
I think we'll do these separately, unless since one's a super blanket and the other one's a then and now. All right, I move that we approve the then and now purchase order number 56-2018 for $2,500 for professional services to attorney Alfred Schrader.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving the then and now purchase orders, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstain? There's none. All three of us. Sign this. Thank you, and then I move that we approve the super blanket certificate number 15-2018 for $1,500 for other expenses in the general fund. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving the super blanket certificate, please say yes.
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 Any opposed or abstain? There are none. The motion passes. Have you prepared a list of bills that we'll be paying for July?
I have. Not a whole lot of them, just because it hasn't been that long since we've met.
So. Same as what we received before, right?
The yes. Yeah.
And the United States Treasury is at, like, federal taxes
That's
paid?
That's 941.
941, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Federal taxes.
Commissioners, I assume that's the health insurance.
I'm sorry.
The commissioners, Wayne County commissioners.
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion or more discussion, further discussion or additions, corrections? If not, then I move that we approve these bills for July as presented, and we'll sign the checks after we conclude. Before we conclude the meeting, but after public discussion, if we have time for that. Okay, so I moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving the July bills, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? There are none, so the bills are approved to pay. And we'll
that
get...
you can keep.
Thank you very much. And we'll complete that task at the end. Any further items?
Yes.
From the fiscal officer.
These are the employee, the township, the road employee payrolls that we've had for the month.
Yeah.
That need to be signed off on by you guys.
Thanks, sir. Yep. sign one page.
I did that last month.
Sign both.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
This is just an updated fund status report after the bills have been paid.
Okay.
Just because the one you got in the financials was prior to these bills tonight.
That was dated 6/30, this is dated 7.
Right, this is dated 7, well, it's 7/31, but it's as of, well, it would include payroll that is coming out tomorrow for the township and the road employees.
7/6-ish.
So.
No action to be taken here, this is just for information.
FYI, just for your information.
Perfect. You got any more, you want to save your big item for further down?
If you want to save that, we can.
Let's kind of take care of some other issues, work up to that. Any old business, like last meeting, Mr. Lysik was in to talk about his storm sewer?
Yeah, Kevin's going to be getting back with him when he gets back.
Yeah.
So no action.
Kevin's been gone pretty much.
Right.
Since.
Yeah. And your Travis Thompson issue, is that old business left open from a prior meeting?
No, that's brand new business.
Okay.
The old business, I do have old business.
Okay, yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Crew Road complaint.
Yes.
Was turned in.
Okay.
So they're investigating that, they will let us know if they find anything or what actions will need to be taken.
That was turned in to the?
Health Department.
Perfect.
So, on top of that, I also found that we had a complaint from 2157 Southwest Lebanon.
Okay.
That was for cars in the yard. So yesterday, I was driving around with Scott checking roads because it was hot.
Yep.
And I drove past that residence and the cars are out in the yard, but the yard is nice, for the most part trimmed. So it's not like cars are just randomly scattered everywhere, seems to be a little bit of organization to it. When I talked to the Health Department, they really didn't say they could do anything with, like, used cars. Like, if there's trash laying on the property, that's their deal, but if there's a car laying on a property, it's not a whole lot of strength to it.
I would say as long as it's properly registered with the state, then it's not an abandoned car.
Right, well, or they were like older cars.
Right.
So the guy collecting with intention of fixing them, or?
You and I were at the same.
Yes.
Conference.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you never know.
Right.
So that takes, those two complaints should be all right.
Did you happen to take a picture?
Did I? No, I could do that some other time, so, just for a record, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I think taking a picture of it when it's not bad is perfectly acceptable.
Yep.
And then if there's a change in the condition of how it looks, then we have a record of what it used to look like.
Right, when the complaint was made, which was back in, I think, April or May.
Okay.
I think is when it got handed to me.
So that's a more recent one, because I remember reading about that in the paper years ago.
Well, there's that one, and there's the one at Side Dells around the corner on Gowdy.
Okay, that's.
That little neck of the woods has had some issues with used cars, so.
What road was that?
It's 2157 Southwest Lebanon Road.
Okay.
The grant project named Gowdy Road 2018 was turned in. We have a point of contact. His name is Mr. Marthy. I believe Ryan is his first name. And next week, we're supposed to be meeting with him and Kevin out at the Gowdy Road site.
Cool.
To get a finalize the plan, so, or an idea what the plan is going to be. So there is going to be some addressing of right-of-ways. It's only a 33-foot right-of-way through there. So if we're going to be widening the road, we're going to have to be looking at readdressing right-of-ways, which is a whole new process we may have to look into.
Okay.
So, but he just forewarned us about that.
Yeah.
The good news is it's a very short road.
Okay.
So it's not like we're having to do a dozen people. It's a few property owners.
Right.
So that's turned in.
And we do have somebody that you said that we've been in, that is our contact
yes,
person.
Yes, Ryan Marthy. Marthey.
And you're the lead on that, John.
Marthey.
So.
I'll keep you up to date.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so all the paperwork that got turned in. And
yes.
So
the first step is they come out and then they start doing their engineer thing and what they project and what we're going to have to do to make it work. So.
And he's of the engineering office. Of the
yes.
Time frame wise on that, did they give any?
So guidance? I talked to Mr. Spademan before I even brought it to the last meeting. He thought we should be good enough to get, since it's such a short section,
right,
small amount, he thought his office would be able to get it done before the due date.
Wow.
He said, worst case scenario, you turn it in next year. You just change the dates on it and we'll do it next year.
Okay.
If we so desire.
Yeah.
So I explained what was going on with Gerber Feed and there with that railroad spur down there, and they're hauling more corn in off that road or commodities in off that railroad spur. So
yeah. Cool. Good job.
So we're working with that. The Gov deals thing, I told you I was going to try to work on that little old generator in the corner. I haven't had time. Had some vacations and whatnot. I'm going to try to get to it this month. Bring it before you guys next month. And the only thing would be is doing some public records if we could find a time or two to go over there.
I was
to start plugging
that,
away at that.
Yeah.
We got our RC2s back. I got that all in a binder, so we have
everything
in a binder. All the questions I've asked, everything's. I am making it something for her to make it easy when we get there.
Yeah.
So we can find, I'm not saying we have to go over there and spend 8 hours, but if we could, the night we had the meeting, we went through a box in what, an hour?
I think it was about that long.
And that's one that we have to keep. I can imagine the ones that we don't have to keep will go by a little bit quicker. So if we could just have a couple hours each month, whether it's just two of us over there or
right.
Just a question out there. Just start moving on that.
If you could maybe propose a date or two or a time or two and let me know. We'll see if I can work it in.
Let's do a special meeting / work session.
Special meeting. Brilliant.
That way it's open to the public. And
yeah.
So I got a lot of questions answered with the Historical Society on some of the reports that we have laying around.
Okay.
What we need to do, try to simplify some of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And any other? All I had for old business.
Any other old business?
No.
None for me. New business, I've not received in the last 2 weeks, not received any reports from East Wayne. I don't receive anything from Kidron, so I don't know if there's been anything that's popped up in the mail.
I apologize. I think I have East Wayne.
Do you?
I think
the last one I had was May.
I'm trying to get them to not use a different email. I'm trying to get them to send it to the township. And get, sometimes it
gets it around.
Well, it goes into the trash. It thinks it's spam.
Yes, understood.
So May report.
I had the May report, I think, for the last time. Was it like 11 calls?
You did the May report already?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all it said on this one.
Yeah.
It didn't give me the
June. I haven't seen anything from Kidron. Road supervisor report is...
I have the Kidron one. I think I was supposed
okay.
to get it for you.
Yeah. No road supervisor report since Kevin's out, so I'm not aware of any other issues there. So that's kind of my new business list there. Mitch, do you have any new business?
I do. Let's start with this one. I don't know, you may have seen this on the matrix. but this is a, at this point, a confidential attorney-client. The prosecutor's office has, I submitted two reference items, and they're basically just asking to make sure that, you know, this is a board action that I have posted this on, that we need to appoint a point of contact on each of these matters. So if this is okay, we'll just make a resolution tonight, and then you guys can sign that, and then we'll turn that into the prosecutor's office, and then they can give us their opinion and advice on this. They changed it. I think you guys would have seen in January, there was a letter that they just don't want anyone on their own submitting these. They want to make sure that the board is aware of what's being submitted.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Yeah, that's how that letter got kicked back at us.
Yeah. And if there's no objections, I just ask that we, you know, make a motion here to, and I can, if there's, I'd like to make this motion that we think we can have one resolution for both of these reference items.
Okay.
That's okay.
So you've got another reference item we need to.
There's two.
Oh.
Yeah, there's two on that first page.
Thank you.
And that's just copied straight off. You can go into the matrix and you can see it. And then any of the correspondence you can see as soon as you log on.
Alrighty. So you're making a motion.
Yeah, I'm making a motion that I would be the point of contact, board approved, for these two items. I've already submitted it, but that it's okay for them to proceed.
Okay.
That what I've submitted here is okay.
Okay.
And we need a resolution for that?
Yeah.
So that would be resolution
07-05-2018-1.
Hold on.
Sorry. 07-05-2018-1.
Okay.
Yeah, so I make that resolution 07-05-2018. Check one, that I would be the point of contact for these two reference items, reference 300-1667 and reference 300-1668.
I will second. We'll need a roll call.
Okay, I'm getting there.
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yes. I have a letter here that was from the Worcester Community Hospital. It's Worcester Community Hospital to the Kettering Fire Department. And I'll just read it here. Chief Reader, Worcester Community Hospital recognizes the many ways that our local EMS agencies and providers contribute to the safety and wellness of our community. In the afternoon of May 28, 2018, an EMS crew from the Kettering Fire Department responded to a 67-year-old male at his home reporting chest pains. The crew obtained a diagnostic quality 12-lead ECG and quickly transmitted it to the emergency room prior to the transport. This action allowed the physician to confirm and activate an alert, prepping for patient arrival. In addition to early notification, this EMS crew provided early medical care that met current clinical standards. We are happy to report that this patient was taken to the cath lab and a PCI was performed successfully with first medical contact balloon time of 61 minutes, with the goal being less than 90 minutes. This is a great job of early recognition and action by the crew. This patient was discharged home in good condition. The excellent care that your EMS crew delivered was recognized by both emergency department and cardiovascular department staff members. We would like to acknowledge the following crew members for a job well done. Paramedic Knox, EMT Hostetler, EMT Neuenschwander, EMT Nussbaum, EMT Weaver. Their actions aligned with Worcester Community Hospital's core value of excellent service integrity, compassion, and teamwork. We're happy to report that this patient experienced a positive outcome and believed it would not have been possible without excellent care delivered by your EMS crew on this day. Signed by the Dr. Ofori and Erica Stahl, the Worcester Community Hospital chest pain program coordinator. I'd just like to make that a part of the public record and thank the people involved here from Kidron Fire.
That's fantastic.
It's a good thing that Worcester got that. What Canton and Akron or Altman have had for a while. It's huge to have Worcester Community to have that.
Yeah.
And if we could get Worcester Community to be even a level 3 trauma, that would be huge for our county. But then again, we're sitting most people don't realize how good we're sitting with medical in the state of Ohio with 2 level 2s in Stark, 2 level 2s in Summit with Akron, have level 1 traumas. We have OSU, we have Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah.
We are sitting really well with hospitals, and Worcester Community Hospital getting a cath lab is huge for our area.
Cool. Anything else for new business?
Nothing other than
and
on the executive session.
John, did you have new business yet?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Later.
So we've heard about Pravani. They actually have machinery sitting there now.
Okay.
So there's an excavator, a dozer, and a backhoe. They had a pump. They lowered the pond several feet. There is new pipe laying there. So I'm assuming with next week or two, they should be digging on that place. So,
well, that's exciting.
Kevin's anticipating within the next few weeks, depending on what's going on out there and how the weather breaks, that we may be ready to open that road back up.
Nice.
Hopefully. Weather permitting.
Right. And
no hiccups.
Well said. Nice.
You said heavy equipment is on site, but it actually hasn't started yet.
They lowered the pond, I'd say a few.
Oh, so work has started then?
Yes. They brought a pump in to drain the pond, the upper pond.
You never know what you get into when you start excavating, but.
Yeah, and they still have water in the upper pond, so depending on how far they have to go down.
Right.
How long is it going to take to drain further, so.
Yep.
Also, while Kevin was gone, we had a complaint of overgrowth on Withrich Road. So Kevin is aware of that. I just was texting Kevin. I said, you don't have to respond to any of this stuff. When I texted him that, he's like, yeah, we know about that place. So it's on his radar. So there was also a complaint from Lake Harmony that's they have some new board members down there, and they were, snooping around. They were doing their due diligence and seeing what's going on. And they noticed that there is a road sign that may be misspelled, the Myers Drive, which is all the way on the far south end. So Kevin's going to look into that when he gets back also. I think they have an M-E-Y-E-R-S. It's actually M-Y-E-R-S. So we're going to check into that. So, and then the bigger one is what I sent to you.
Travis Thompson.
The Travis Thompson Ohio Plan stuff. That is a letter I received, and then I had the attachments that I sent along with it. When you read the one word file that's on there, it's an actual statement of what needs to kind of happen.
Okay.
And it said they need a response by August 30th on what we're going to look into doing. So we have a month to look over, next meeting to kind of talk about it, and then towards the end of the month. And that in. I did get a hold of Jerry Berg, and he was looking into your vehicle license. He has done that, so I'm in the process of trying to find where those forms are at.
Okay.
And he had made a complaint form, and I'm in the process of trying to find that.
Okay.
So I hope to have that stuff ready for you, and the rest of it you can look at your leisure.
Now, this risk, Ohio Plan Risk Management. They I'm assuming they will update our records and for a fee, or they just make the recommendation?
As far as making the recommendation to put these into practice?
Yeah.
It's for us if we want to save money on our, it's a, if we want to save some money, if you do these steps, then we can lower our rates.
Lower our rates.
Right.
Got it.
Put these things into play.
Yep. So we would need some type of procedural resolution that says we're going to annually review the motor vehicle record of each employee.
Right.
Yada-da, and then someone who's actually responsible to do that.
An officer, well, the quotation officer, someone designated by the board or the fiscal to take care of it.
Yeah, okay.
So, and all that stuff.
It's in that Word document.
That, there's Word document, there's a handbook in there.
Okay.
And is that in that email, that attachment? Because I didn't open it, but I just saw when I walked in here, there was something.
Yeah, there's a hand township handbook in there. It's very, very generic, stripped down, bare bones, basic handbook to start putting some of this stuff into play.
Okay.
So.
And that template came from?
Our insurance company, Ohio Plan.
Got it.
Was there anything done before? Did our township have anything at all in place?
As far as a handbook?
Yeah.
No. To my knowledge, no. I asked Jerry about that, and he said they had never got around to actually getting that into play. But that, with a handbook, we got to be, we'll put some time and effort into that, so.
So no action tonight, but our homework going forward from this meeting is to review what Ohio Plan has proposed.
Right.
We'll come to the next meeting, whether it's a special meeting or a regular meeting, have our discussion, make a decision, and go, then we have action.
In the way I read that second paper there where it says what you're going to plan on doing, I don't think we have a handbook in place August 30th.
Right.
It says that we are going to address maybe 5 items in the handbook started by October.
Right.
But do 5 more. As long as we have a plan moving forward of how we're going to implement and put it into play, I think that's.
But it literally is starting with page 1. We have nothing at this point.
Yes and no. They have all kinds of resources. You said they have, what, 400 entities they represent?
Yeah, but I mean for our township.
Yes, we don't have anything in play yet.
Brand new for us, but we can plug and chug something together.
Yeah, we don't have to come up with every word by ourselves.
Right.
He said they will help. They will work with us side by side to put into something that fits our township.
Good. Thank you, John.
So this could ultimately reduce our liability, is that what you said?
That was the Ohio Plan Advantage, and I hadn't had a chance. You can see I got that on July 3rd.
Right.
July 4th was busy. I was riding around.
But he didn't say anything on how much it would reduce. It's
no.
$10 or?
No. I mean, there's things like I know where I work at, PERP, you know, you have someone come in and talk to you about job-specific things where you can, you know, like falls, so don't go on top of a ladder. But it's all to help reduce workman's comp rates.
Yep.
We have a guy come in and talk to us about drug-free workplace. Again, reduce your rates. That's all it is. So, something to look into to see how much it actually does if it fits our township. I don't think we're going to have an issue with the 2 employees that we do have, but if we save some money, it's worth it.
You know, it's the next employee that we hire. We should hire using the procedures established.
Oh, it helps us out tremendously.
In our handbook.
If we have nothing in play when we hire someone else, which
right.
could be 10 years down the road,
yeah.
we could be asking for a world of problem.
Yep.
So.
Anything else, John?
Sure. Other than they should be starting to do chip and seal.
Yeah.
I know you don't have a road department, but I'm kind of working.
Next week, right?
This coming week, he's supposed to be getting something going. So they were behind a little bit thanks to the weather. But the way he was talking, they were getting close to caught up, so we may be on schedule for next week.
Okay.
If it's not next week, it should be the following.
But Kevin was aware of that, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. He's planning 2 or 3 days to be sitting in the loader loading trucks. So.
All right, talk budget, and then we'll do executive session or something like that. Anita, if you want to.
Okay. You said next week on the chip and seal.
Yes, it's either next week or the following week. It should be in the week of July 9th. Does that sound right?
Okay. All right, this is the budget for 2019. You did receive it electronically, and I printed off another copy here. Might be a summary version compared to what you got, because I did it quick and didn't realize it was a summary version. The first two columns, 16 and 17, are actual figures, and this is directly from UAN. 16 and 17 are actual figures. The current 18 is the current budget of 18. And then 19 is the proposed, or 19 column is the proposed budget. Apparently, the way this works is amounts that are left over from the 18 budget are rolled into the 19 budget then as beginning balances that are available to budget as well. So when Valerie and I were working on this, the way she does it is if she looks at 18 and sees something that's completely out of line or not tracking, or we're just not going to use it all, she will adjust it to somewhat of a more actual figure so that that amount being carried over is more of an actual figure than what previously expected since the 18 budget was done middle of 17.
And again, what this is saying is this is what's budgeted. Some of it would be spent or expected to be spent in the 18 in the 18 column.
Can I say that again?
Like for 2018, of course, we're only halfway through the year, so we're saying some of this has been spent.
Right. This is the total budget for 18, so it doesn't have any actuals for 18 where we're at.
But it's been adjusted to be as up to date as possible.
Right. I don't know if you have any questions on it. It is a new process for me, but
I did have one on the first page, Anita. I saw local government. I had a question on that. I saw it was at 26,725 for 18, first page, and I was just kind of wondering. You know, in 17, we were a little bit north of 36,000. In 19, we're about at 36.5.
That, I think, is one of these things that you put a number in there that's close to what you get, and you get it back from the Wayne County Auditor at a different number, and you have to use her number.
It isn't that there was some sort
of that's why probably
unusual event.
No, I don't think it was an unusual event. I think that's the one that she said always comes back with a different amount, and I thought I had last year's in here, but I don't.
I do right here. It actually said 35.5.
Yeah, like she writes it, crosses it off, but we actually get closer to 35.
Yeah, because even back here, we're getting 41 back in 2015.
So we're not sure why it's changed in the budget process.
That's the one she did.
By the auditor.
Yeah, that's the only one she did. Oh, wait a minute. Ribbon Bridge. She had a little writing in there for some reason.
Yeah. It was in the paper. I don't know if you saw it, the notice. So I have to have two copies of this to, like, approved by you guys and to the Wayne County Auditor by July 20th. So.
Okay.
Now, that being said, I know that you don't necessarily, like, I know when we set up the budget at the beginning of the year, we adjusted some of these numbers to a little bit more actual as well, just because we knew more of what was happening at
right.
that point. But this is what the budget hearing that the county auditors.
And there's not been a schedule put out or anything on that? They are going to have a budget hearing.
They're going to have a budget hearing. There's 2 days, and I guess they're doing it differently this year. In previous years, they'd have each township had their own actual meeting, and they're doing it as a group this year. And so there's 2 different days that you can sign up for a day. And Valerie made it she wasn't even sounding like she was going to go. So I'm not sure if it's a requirement to go or what they – because I don't even know if they talked to you individually at this hearing, but.
I know some counties don't even do it. It's not a requirement.
Yeah. So I know they are doing it a little differently this year.
Do we know what those days are, or?
Let me see if I can get it in my email, because I think it's, I have it in my email.
And it needs to be to the auditor by what date again?
July 20th. I don't think I have it in my email. Oh, here we go. First meeting will be Wednesday, August 1st at 11 a.m., and the second meeting will be Thursday, August 7th, or 2nd at 5:30.
I'm sorry, you need to give that again, August?
August 1st at 11, or August 2nd at 5:30. It does say if you have specific questions or would like to request individual time, we are happy to accommodate you on those dates as well. So it doesn't sound like it. You'll have individual time with each township.
Okay. I'll be open August 1st. If anyone wants to go. Learning experience.
Yep.
It does say to contact Keely Zemra to confirm your attendance.
Okay.
So if you do want to go,
just let her know.
So we need to just say which date we're going to go, and then.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is what day?
It's a Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd probably go.
You go.
I mean, we can all go.
Yeah.
I think.
So you're good with the first?
Yeah, I think I can make either one of those work. How about you, Scott?
August 1st, I think I'm available. August 2nd, I'm also available. So you've got one page here for each of the funds. And it looks like to me it's budgeted to zero, no carryover anticipated on some of these. Other ones do have an anticipated carryover.
Yeah.
For 19.
I come from the world where you have a zero balance budget.
Road and bridge.
So.
But then we talked about that. We can do resolution.
Right.
Towards the end of the year.
I mean, this isn't appropriating anything. Right. This is just strictly.
This is just budget.
Budgeting.
Planning.
Yeah, it's not setting up the appropriations or.
So like capital budgeting that we, I really want to.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
we
the
can
capital
do that
budgeting
the
could still be in place before the end of the year. That would require a new fund.
Right.
For whatever we want to budget for. And that could be, I mean, the money from that could come out of the one, that one equipment account, which, again, this one that I printed was more of a summary version. The one that you have in your email will be, is this the one in the
That's
email?
The email.
Yeah.
21 pages or 17 pages.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Is this page one?
Yes.
Yes, 17 pages.
Yeah, see on page 10. Machinery is.
Yeah, right there, machinery and equipment, yeah.
Yeah.
100,000. And the 100,000 is in there for like 50 for capital budget, plus we owe that additional and final payment on.
Oh, the cat litter.
Yeah.
Get that done.
Got it. Yeah. All right, what action do you need from us
I
tonight?
Just need a motion to approve it.
Not a resolution, just a motion.
According to Valerie, just a motion to approve
Any
it.
Discussion or corrections, gentlemen? Or discussion?
I mean, it does look like on the street lighting, that's holding its own.
Yeah.
Just watching the cash balance, we're not
yeah.
diving or anything like
that. Not that I've seen. I don't know how much it's gonna cost for the repairs, but.
Yeah, we'll have three of them. So, two from AEP and one from Ohio Edison, so we should figure out how much each one's gonna be charging us.
Well, we had budgeted and appropriated, in street lighting specifically, budgeted and appropriated $16,674. We have spent year to date under $5,000, so we're well below half. Well below half.
Yeah. I guess part of the thing we might want to look into is if we're responsible for the pool or not.
Right.
One I was looking at down Ohio Edison, that pool was looking weathered. And it's not a, like the ones up here in Kidron are also carrying power on them. That one down there was just kind of standalone by itself. So kind of see what we, when I call Ohio Edison, I'm going to make those questions asked about what are we actually responsible for.
Right.
You know, is it just a light head and they take care of the pool, or do we take care of everything?
That's what you think.
You would,
wouldn't think you'd be in charge of the pool.
I wouldn't think, but if it's a standalone pole, is that a different story from one that's also carrying transmission lines on it?
Right.
So.
Any further discussion? Questions?
I'm good.
And I move that we approve this 2019 budget.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor say of approving the budget, say yes.
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 Any opposed or abstain? There are none. The budget's approved.
And then who will make that contact with Keely? Will that be you, Anita?
About who's attending, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that, I can, or...
We could do it individually.
You could do it individually, okay. Probably as well, I
okay.
would say.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
So it's not like they're setting up based on if we tell them which day.
It doesn't sound like we'll even have individual time.
I think they
if they have a question
the list.
For Sugar Creek Township, they'll what address the, us directly. And
yeah.
Like what the local government funding will be. Okay.
Okay, then, next item on the agenda is to discuss our confidential information. So I move that we go into executive session for two purposes, Anita. Conference with an attorney for the public body concerning disputes involving the public body, subject of pending or imminent court action. Per ORC section 121.22, paragraph G3, as well as matters, am I going too fast? matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or regulations or state statutes per ORC section. Yep.
Kept confidential. Okay.
By federal law or regulations, state statutes. Per ORC section 121.22, paragraph G5.
G5.
May I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained?
We need a roll call.
We need a roll call. Thank you.
Scott.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mitch.
Yes.
And I'm going to say the time is
7:58.
7:58.